No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There, let's get to our super chat here. Abe says, you're Mount Rushmore of all time NFL players. All right, John, I'm going to have you give me. It's going to be tough for you. I might have you give me your 21st century, you know, 1-2, if you can, because it's going to be like, I'm not going to go back and into times when I did it. So I'm going to try and do 2000 onward, which might be easy, but not that easy. There's a lot of good options in there, but I'll let you kick it off. Give me your Mount Rushmore. Go all time first. All right. It might be hard for you to do, but you got to do it.
Well, starts with Jim Brown. I mean, you know, anybody I've ever spoken to just brings him up first. You got to put a quarterback on there. I'm going to go Montana. Defensive player, you got to put a defensive player, and I'm going to go LT, which is going to upset some Eagles fans, but I think he's the best defensive player, at least until, you know, the modern era. And he's modern era, so it's tough. But and then I'll go Jerry Rice. That's the four. And there's
you don't have Brady on yours, huh?
No, I'm only putting. You could put four quarterback. I mean, to be honest, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So. It's very easy to go. I mean, the modern one's pretty hard to do with.
You know, the only one I would say is just about everybody, at least everybody who follows his longtime historian with the NFL. The only guy, I would say we get 100% is Jim Brown. I literally think he'd get 100%. And there's always probably one knucklehead, but you get my point.
Right.
That's how well regarded he is. And that's why I picked him first. But yeah, I think that's a good four.
All right. I'm going to give you four I like from post 2000. I want the people in the chat to help me out because I got a couple of names here that I'm going back and forth between. Obvious one's got to be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I mean, how can you make Mount Rushmore post 2000 without those two guys on it? I don't think you can. All right. So I'm going to go.
Modern era should be four quarterbacks, but
yeah, right. Breeze, and then you could go Rodgers. I mean, it'd be simple, but I don't want to do that. I feel like that takes a little bit of the fun out of it. So I'm going to go with these four. All right. I'm going to go Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Can you go Aaron Donald?
Oh, and he's on mine.
Ed Reed, maybe? Or would you go? Would you go Drew Brees?
Well, I'm only telling you because
Ray Lewis.
I don't want to put four quarterbacks on there. I'm only picking one, and I'll go Brady one. That's it. I'm not. Now you could. You could put four quarterbacks on there if you wanted to, and you'd probably be right. But
yeah, okay,
that's how much the game has shifted. But I don't want to do that. So I got to put a defender on there. I'm putting Aaron Donald. And then if I follow my, you got to put a skill position player on there.
Megatron. Boy,
there's so many. I guess I would go. You know, it's funny. I debate between. Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, which is interestingly the same team. And they were pretty shitty throughout the entire time, but they're so gifted. But I'll go Barry Sanders.
Was he post 2000 though, Barry? When were most of his playing days?
Well, I'm going modern. I'm not.
Okay, that's fine.
And fourth, boy, that's tough. Boy, I start thinking about, and maybe some bias because I covered him, but yeah, I'm gonna go Randy Moss.
Yeah, Randy's a good one. Can't go wrong with Randy. What about like you covered Adrian Peterson? Could he be in this conversation or like
in the conversation? Tomlinson? But
what about LaDainian Tomlinson?
When I was I don't think LT's tremendous. I think you would have to go for that type of player. I think you got to get past Marshall Faulk before you get.
Yeah, that's true. See, when I was a kid, John, I had two jerseys in my life that weren't Eagles jerseys when it comes to football. I had the powder blue San Diego Chargers LaDainian Tomlinson jersey, and I had the royal purple Adrian Peterson jersey. Those are the two jerseys I had as a kid that I would wear.
That's a Jeff Kirk. I generally don't care about jerseys, but – or cut, you know, people.
No, I'm just saying when I was a kid, those are the two backs I liked. I like those two running backs.
There's so many players you can make an argument. Yeah, Adrian's unbelievable. But to me, he wasn't good enough as a pass catcher and even as a blocker, as a guy like Tomlinson or Balk. Pure runner. I think he's the best pure runner since Jim Brown. But I think I think Emmitt Smith is more well-rounded as a running back. You can throw him on there. There's so many players.
Would Dawkins be in the conversation
full NFL perspective? JJ Watt would be.
JJ Watt would be a great one. What about Gronk? Gronk's a great one, Abe.
Yeah, I don't. There's not a lot enough. It's tough for a tight end to be in that, but he certainly might be the best tight end of all time. But it's just
I'd say Larry Fitzgerald, but there's just too many good wide receivers. I mean, you mentioned Megatron.
Yeah, there's too many. There's
good Randy Moss.
I mean, and I feel like I'm short sighting the offensive line, but everybody always short sights the offense.
I know it's true. Just what happens. Ed Reed would be a good one. I think I had him on mine, but it's a good one. It's good conversation. Feels hard to me to leave some of these quarterbacks off though. Like you made a modern one. You didn't put on Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's got
it. Well, if you want to be honest about the modern, it should be four quarterbacks. And I don't like that because.
Right. But who would your four be? Brady, Manning, Breeze, and Rodgers?
Yeah. Well, I definitely have. Anybody who's ever listened to me knows what I think of Aaron Rodgers.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's on there. But I have to think, would Drew be four? He'd be four from an accomplishment standpoint at yards and all that. But I think there were better quarterbacks. I don't know how far you want to tilt. Like probably Elway, if I'm putting him in the modern. But other might tilt him towards, like, to me, I look at it as when did the game change? Like, significantly. And Montana's in that same category as well. It was definitely different. But he's not in the Bradshaw category, those guys. But it, so
news brings up a good one. What about Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it's biased after watching that shitty performance in the Super Bowl.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
ball.
Yeah, he's had a couple.
I always argue you shouldn't judge things on one game, but it's hard to. Boy, that was bad. Yeah. And the Eagles deserve a shitload of credit for that, by the way, because he's a great player. But I've never thought he was as good as Rodgers in his prime. I don't think anybody's as good as Rodgers in the prime. I mean, Brady is. I always say it all the time. I don't think at his height, not now, not 41 with the Jets, at his height, nobody played the position at a higher level than Aaron Rodgers. Nobody. I don't care about his politics. I don't care about that he upsets you with what he says on Pat McAfee's show. He was unstoppable. And then people say, oh, he only won one Super Bowl. I hate those people.
He was damn good. I remember he used to throw like...
That's how I judge when I judge football. Who is the best at their particular job? It's the ultimate team sport, as Nick Sirianni says. Who does their job better than anybody else? And at his height, there's no one who ever played the position at a higher level than Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yep. Now, I go back, and again, I differentiate. It was a lot easier for him than Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana.
Yeah, well John Owen. Keep those guys out of it because they were such a different time. Go Brady, Breeze, you know.
Oh, yeah. He played it. And they would admit that. I've heard Tom say that.
I feel like Brady was so good at all the other things of being a quarterback.
Absolutely is. And people think it's an insult.
You're not saying Brady's not good. You're just saying Aaron was that good. Yeah.
The guy's a four-time MVP. Could have been a six- or seven-time MVP if they didn't get tired of giving it to him. I mean, the height of his career, just watching him play the position. And you can go to Game Pass and watch every freaking game. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable how he could manipulate things at the line of scrimmage. His cadence. I mean, he'd get four or five free plays a game. I've never seen anything like it. I remember saying, because, again, I lived in the Midwest for a long time, and Packers fans used to be so entitled for watching great quarterback play. Again, forgetting that Lynn Dickey existed. In between Bart Starr and Brett Favre, I always say people talk about home field advantage, Lambeau Field, all that stuff. They gave up four games a year to play in Milwaukee because they didn't give a shit. They were so bad. They didn't care. Only when Brett Favre came there did things turn around. And I said to myself, because I got to see Brett Favre up close, and I said, well, nobody's going to be as good as this guy, Brett Favre. And Rodgers was better. It's amazing. They had a quarter century. And actually, more than that, of just ridiculous quarterback play.
Yeah. Yeah, but John, I know you hate to hear this, but the one Super Bowl will haunt him in terms of the history books.
Well, it won't haunt him.
But I mean, not everybody will have the context that you just gave when it comes to Aaron. When you have people in 20 years who didn't know, you know, didn't see him play, they'll say, hey, was he good? I mean, he only won one bowl, you know? So that will
happen. I think there's a difference between people. Like, to him, I don't think it cares because he knows what his peers think of him. Like, I think there's – like, if you hear Tom Brady talk about
– Yeah, like, but did he ever to some extent? Like, at what point do you put a premium on winning the Super Bowl?
Well, we've had this discussion with 97 players. To me, and I acknowledge I'm in the minority. To me, it doesn't matter nearly as much to most people. Because it is the ultimate team game. That's not a cliche from Nick Sirianni. That's what it is. It's the ultimate team game. And if the best quarterback won every year, you know, you had that probably four or five-year run when he was winning MVPs. And I don't know, they win in 13 games every year. They would have won every year if it was just about the best quarterback. It'd be so easy and so boring.
Yeah, it would.
But to his peers, they know what he is. And to the people in the industry, they know what he is. And again, I'm not talking about the off the field stuff and all that kind of crap. And even at 41, I say right now, at 41, he's not nearly the player he once was. At 41, I think he would turn Minnesota into a Super Bowl contender as opposed to the 23-year-old they have, where I say, well, they're not going to win. They're not going to be relevant. Right. I could be completely wrong because Father Time gets everybody. And, you know, but if you look at his time with the Jets, even last year, if you look at his numbers and you go, Jesus, the guy threw for 3,900 yards and 28 touchdowns. And that's the shitty Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old.
It's like the shittiest version we've seen in the last 20 years.
And the guy's still throwing dimes that nobody else can throw. I remember Jeff Ulbrich. And people could probably look this up. This is last year saying, showing his defensive players a throw he made at training camp. It's just some bullshit. There's like nobody else in the world who can make this throw. Nobody else in the world. And he's 40 years old or 41 years old. That's what you have. He's trying to hype up his team. That's what you have at the quarterback position. I mean, I would say the guys who resonate with me, and that's why I put Randy on there, are the guys who are, and Saquon is in this category as well. His peers are in awe of him. And when you're at the highest level,
right,
and your peers are in awe of you, those are the guys that, since I've been covering the sport, and I always talk about with Randy, I talk about with Adrian Peterson, now I talk about with Saquon, to a certain extent, AJ, Lane, Kelsey. The Eagles got a shitload of good players.
Yeah, they do.
When your peers are in awe of you, that's when you start talking about true greatness.
Rarified air when your peers start talking about you like that, because let's be real, these are all rare athletes. I mean, to make it to
the point. Hard.
Yeah.
You're like the top 1% of the top 1%.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yep.
Those guys. And that's where Aaron is. His peers aren't all of them. Even though, you know, they might not like him as a person, but that's a different conversation.
All right. If you made a four that were no quarterbacks, I guess you already had three that were no quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So it would be easier. What about Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Aaron Donald? Oh, that's a lot of defense.
Yeah, I mean, Ray's in the conversation more than Ed. And again, we're talking
Ray's over Ed.
Yeah. We're talking the highest of highest here. Defensively, I start with Aaron Donald. Again, same thing. Yep. Peers are in awe of them. When Brandon Brooks, a multi-time, I mean, he's just like, you can't block him. You can't block him. To me, he's the best defender of the modern era. And then you could start J.J. Watts in the conversation. He's tremendous. It's harder for me to put defensive backs in there just because they don't have as much impact as defensive linemen. And even linebackers now, you see the shift from, and Vic talks about this all the time. He started his career as an off-ball linebacker. That's where defensive football has changed the most. They didn't play three linebackers. They play two for the most part, sometimes one. It's hard for the back seven guys to have as much of an impact as the front guys. So that's why it starts with Donald and J.J. Watt on defense.
If you had to rank Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Marshall Faulk, how would you do it?
Well, I've had this discussion because people used to talk in the day, Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders. So I ask you, do you want well-rounded running back or do you want best runner? Because I think they're different answers.
I guess it depends on the team. What would you take? I'll defer to you.
I would take well-rounded. I would always take Emmitt Smith over Barry Sanders, but Barry Sanders is the best runner. Adrian Peterson is the best runner. Marshall Faulk's the best player of that group. And then I would put LT second and Adrian third because he wasn't nearly as well-rounded. But if you just need somebody to run the ball and that's it, then Adrian's number one.
Oh, so you got Adrian behind just because of the well-rounded thing for LT?
Yeah. Yeah. Adrian could not catch the football consistently and was a poor pass protector.
Right. Right. Great runner.
Yeah. Phenomenal runner.
He could run though. Holy shit.
I think he's the best. He's the best runner I've ever seen. And I think he's the best from the people I talk to. He's the best runner since Jim Brown.
What was it like covering him? You like covering him? Was he a good, you know, you always have a
good guy. I always say, you know, he had some issues later in his career with, not later. He had some issues evidently throughout. He's got a bunch of kids from a bunch of different women. Very Cromartie-like, Antonio Cromartie. And gotten some trouble. So I always said, you know, if you would have asked me about Darren Sharper, one of the nicest people I've ever met, well, Google what Darren Sharper did. You know, I don't know. You know, he was nice to me. I always tell the story. His hand strength was unbelievable. You couldn't shake the guy's hand. He'd break your hand. And he wasn't trying to be an asshole. Like, there was a player on the Eagles trying to be an asshole about shaking hands. He's unbelievable strength. Best pure runner I've ever seen. And I just saw the greatest rushing season of all time. And Saquon's phenomenal. But Adrian's the best pure runner I've ever seen. But he was not good at the other parts of the job. He could catch the football, but he's very much like Saquon with catching the football. Like, he could do it, but he is very inconsistent. And then pass protection, he was just bad, you know. And a lot of running backs are bad at it, but he was not good at it.
Pretty good stuff there. Hey, great question, man. Love talking to Johnny Mac about some of the older football guys and just getting, you know, picking his brain on some of the storied NFL, some of the players that have come through this NFL. Great stuff here. Let's get the wall. A couple more super chats. Vulnerable Vitality checks in. What's up, brother? He won our giveaway yesterday, John. Vulnerable Vitality, one of our great viewers here. Big fan of Johnny Mac, and he's out in KC Chiefs land, out in Missouri. He says, happy Friday. First drinks of the weekend on me. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Vulnerable. Yeah, boy. I wish it would get nice out so I could have a drink.
You having a drink tonight, Johnny Mac? Drinking a beer tonight? You grill. I guess it's not a good day to grill out. It's not very nice out.
Yeah, not very nice out. Yeah, I'm waiting for the weather to break. Although, man, never ends, man. My wife is a pain in the ass because she hates humidity. And she wanted the air conditioning on yesterday. And I'm like, come on, really? It just bothers me. Like, it's not the time to turn. Yeah, so at some point I'm tapping out. I'm right. All right. I don't want to hear you keep talking about how humid it is. So just turn it on. Turn on the air. Nothing works. It's not working. Coming off the wind. I'm like, I can't get a break here, man.
Oh, man.
Never. So now I got to deal with that. And I guarantee you the Eagles are going to pick up next week and there's going to be Sirianni press conferences and extensions. And
I hope I'm going to be out of the studio all week next week, John.
And it's picking up next week.
I wish I went this week. I got my godson's baptism down in Florida. And then my girlfriend's birthday. I'm going to be in Florida for a fucking week. I got to work from there. I mean, there's nothing I hate more than working from out of the studio, but I digress.
So it might be, you might luck out. They might take it one more week, but it's going to start picking up soon. And I'm going to have to say the minute I say, all right, I'm going to have these, you know, guys come over to fix it. I guarantee you Eagles will pop up press conference.
You'll be checking it.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Yeah, anyway, good. Good stuff there, John. Hope it all works out tonight. Hope that you have time to enjoy a nice cold beer or whatever it is you like to drink on a Friday night, J-Mac. Leon Banks checks in. Uh-oh, he says, J-Mac, when you played in the 50s, what position were you playing? What kind of super chat is that, man? You backhanded compliment Johnny Mac? Is that what that is?
The A's, people, it's been going on for – there's a lot of good – you can do better with the age jokes. I would say I like – what is your social security number in Roman numerals? Say something like that. a lot of people, because I'm big now, I got to lose weight, but I actually played safety, but that's like 1,000 pounds ago. So,
yeah, right. That's fun.
In the 1950s. Couldn't catch well enough.
I played CYO, but after eighth grade, I was done on football. I liked basketball.
Yeah, I like basketball much better.
Yeah, basketball was my sport. I love playing basketball. Well, I was a hockey player, John. When you play hockey, you don't have time for any other sports. Sucks as a kid. But when I wasn't at hockey, I was always shooting hoops. That was my favorite thing to do. But yeah. All right, Johnny Mac, a couple minutes left on the week, brother. I thought we had a pretty damn good week. We busted through number 1,000 episode. We're now on 1,002. 1,002, 1,002, I guess you would say. Moving right along, Johnny Mac, onward on the next 1,000. Your final thoughts on this Friday edition as we prepare.
Enjoy the weekend because it's ramping up. The draft is coming. We're going to get pre-draft ability with Howie. We're going to get Nick's extension coming up, all that. And then the draft, and we're going to have rookie minicamp. We're getting in it. So then you get that little break. The bigger break is June 10th, I think, is the minicamp day. And then June 10th to July, then you're getting all the preview stuff. But it's coming.
Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, well done this week. Pretty exciting. Good milestone too that we hit on Birds 365. We did a couple of giveaways yesterday, John, for it. I'm gonna do a couple of more today on the show after on Xander time here once we get done. But pretty good week, Johnny Mac, as we get closer here to the NFL draft. Well done by you, brother.
All right, thanks everybody. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Johnny Mac. There's John McMullen here on Birds 365. Check it in. Great week of shows, great week of content, great discussion on the Mount Rushmore. Abe, thank you for dropping in that super chat. Thought that was pretty good stuff there. I will have a couple of giveaways.